Avgdolus, if they're so big, you need two hands to pick them up, Odom Kaveil Le Mokim. Then it blives Muksa. You Kaveil Le Mokim, and it's Muksa. Here, that Kufchof base. The Yomer Rav Abba Bar Kana Omer Rav Chanina. Kronos Shobase Rebbe. Kronos means the wagons. A caravan like a wagon. Okay, so wagon, Rashi says, Shobase Rebbe, the Ketanos Hoyu. A Kronos. Asuyas Lefna Yodim. A type of a wagon that you carry a person with. Is Mutmuto Tatlum Shabbos. He said it's not Muksa. It's called a tzurich. You can carry people in the house. You used to hold somebody like a chair. You hold somebody up. So it's mutla tatlam shabbos. Omalei Reb Zera, v'nitolim biyodim echod, oy b'shnei b'nayodim. So you have to be very small ones that even one person could carry it, or even bigger type of wagons that you need two people to carry it. Omalei, he answered back, koysen shobeis avicha, like the type you have by your father. So Rash doesn't say clear how it is. The top Rashi says, the ketanas hoyu, that they were small ones. That was a top Rashi. That's going on the sugi before. I'm not sure what it's shot here. They meant to say the same type of wagons you have on your father. Right. The Yom Rababa Bakana. Hito lehem Rabbi Chanino lebeis Rabbi. The Rab Kana was matter. Rabbi Chanino was. Omle Rababa Bakana. Omle Rababa Bakana. Hito lehem Rabbi Chanino. The Bechanina was matter, the base Rebbe, lishtois yayin, to drink the wine, the kroiner shalochri, that came with the wagons of the goyim. In other words, the goyim brought wine to town. So, by the way, it wasn't goyish wine, he brought kedem wine from kedem's wine factory, and they brought a telei, but it came with the goyim's wagon. The chaysim echad, even though there was only one chaysim on the jar, still he held it was mutter. Well, Yadano, I don't know. Im Yishum de Sovolok Rebbe Lezer, does it take a hold like Rebbe Lezer sheet to all over that Chaysim Mechad is enough? It's enough to have wine sent with a goy, even though there's only one Chaysim, one seal around the bottle. Im Yishum Emto de Benesir. Could be all over he holds, you need two seals. Now, the reason why here is Mecha with one Chaysim, because they were afraid of the Benesir. It's talking about the goyim were carrying the wine for the Benesir. So they were afraid of them. See, yeah, they were afraid of them. That's why we're not afraid they'll change the wine or they'll like open up the seal and be menasech the wine and then seal it back again. It's enough to send wine with one chosin. That's what we hold halacha rules like that. There's one chosin on it, it's mutter. Imishum emto de benesia. Shehi anochri hamevian yorim min anosi, that the goyim that brought this wine were afraid of, like the president, the king. Shehoye sholit al pi hamalchus, he was the sholit. Umishum diari rababa barkana liyel gabi nochish nochit kolani di b'shmei. That's why the Gemara brings down these halachas. Since before we were talking about killing a snake on Shabbos, so they bring down this Gemara here. Well, that's what we hold, that really chaysim mechel is enough. You have one seal on the bottle, that's enough. Not the shesh, sarah shalaf on yayin esach. So at the Mishnah, Nochri shehidlek es haner. If a goy lit a fire on Shabbos, or else because man is there, if a goy put the lights on Shabbos, is mishtamish li oiroi Yisrael, that a Yisrael is allowed to use the lights also. Hey, since the goy put it on for his own sake, the goy wants to read something, he comes into the room, it's dark, the goy wants to read something, he puts the fire on, the lights on, then it's mutter for Yisrael to have hanor from it. V'yim b'shvil Yisrael, but if the goy put the lights on because of the Yisrael, then it's awesome. It's also for Yisrael to have hanor from it. Trash yim b'shvil Yisrael, awesome with Rabbonin. It's awesome with Rabbonin to have hanor from a malach a goy did for you. Milo ma'ayim lahashkas pemtoy. If a goy on Shabbos went and filled up fetched water from the Rishus Rabbin to feed his behemoths. The mashkach of Yisrael. Then when the goy brings the water back home, and the goy used it, and there's leftover water, a Yisrael is allowed to use the leftover water. Because the goy didn't do it for the purpose of the Yisrael, the goy did it for himself. So mamela, you're allowed to have anor from it. If the goy went and fetched the water, b'shvil Yisrael, then it's also. It's also to have anor from that water, since the goy did a malacha to get it for the Yisrael. Also nochri keves leirid boy. they're on a ship, and a guy is making a plank to get off the ship, a kevesh, a plank to walk off, is Yared Akrav Yisrael. If the guy made it on Shabbos so that he himself could walk off the ship, so then Yisrael could use it, could walk off it. The Yim Bishvil Yisrael, but if the guy made the plank, Bishvil Yisrael should be able to walk off the ship, then it's awesome. Like these, all these malachis, if a guy does a malacha Bishvil Yisrael, for the purpose of the Yisrael to have enough from, it's also to have enough from that malacha. Trashi milo mayim mibor b'shus rabim. Keves oisim b'svina g'dola lered boy misvina liyabosha. They make a plank off the ship to get onto the dry land. So if the guy made it on Shabbos for his own sake, a Yisrael could use it. If he made it for the Yisrael's sake, it's also. So the Mishnah Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel, who's Kenim, was a Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel and Kenim, show your boy in b'svina. They're coming in the ship. They also nochri keves lered boy. At the end of the ship, the end of their journey, when they came, they docked on Shabbos, and the guy made a keves, made the plank on the ship. The yored bar of Gamliel was kainim. So the Mishnah Maisa, the Gamliel was kainim, went off the ship. So we'll see in the Mishnah in the Gemara why need all these three cases and what the chiddush of this last case of Gamliel was. The Chura is a part of the case that the guy had to get off the ship also. So the guy made the plank for himself to get off the ship. And once he went off, Rabbi Gamliel also used it, as the Mishnah says, since the guy didn't do it for the sake of the Yisrael, he did it for himself, it's mutter. So the Maror Tzricha, what do I need all three cases in the Mishnah for? Where a guy lit the light, or a guy fetched the water, or a guy made a plank on Shabbos? The Yashmin and Nerf, we'll just say the first Kiddush where a guy made a candle, lit a candle, that we say Yisrael's allowed to have anor from it. Mishum the Ner Liyechod Ner Lemeyah. It's a new Svarim. That when he lights it for himself, the same thing he does for himself could be done for 100 people. So once he does it for himself, there's no shash like he's going to do something extra for you. Because even if he wants to do something for you, he doesn't do it extra. What he does for himself helps for you. So Drashi, Ner Liyechod Ner Lemeyah. Kivon de Nochri Litzorko Yedlikoi, since the guy put the fire on for himself, Lekele Meimah de Bishvil Yisrael Afish. There's no Gezeria, maybe he'll be Moisif Bishvil HaYisrael. There's no Gezeria over here. There's no gezeira. So that's why the first case treat this mutter by a nair. Avo mayim, but when you come to fetch the water, ligzer. Maybe there we should make a gezeira. Dilma osi lafushe b'shvil Yisrael. We should make a gezeira by a water, even if the guy fetched the water for himself. But later the leftover water, we're saying Yisrael could use it. Maybe we should make a gezeira. Yisrael can't use it. Because there'll be Xavier, if the guy sees that Israel wants to use it, he'll be most of more water. So since you could fetch more water, let's make Xavier be afraid, maybe he will fetch more water. Kamashman will not geyser. That no, since the guy Metchila fetched the water for himself, any leftover water, Yisrael is allowed to use. The kevesh lomeli, what do I need the chiddush for? The kevesh of a guy making a plank on the ship on Shabbos, pshita. Like the Chorus had the same svara like the Ner, that kevesh echod is kevesh lemeya. When you make one plank, it can't be moisif more, add more. It's one plank to get off. And the Gemara ma'isa the Gamliel is a kingdom kamashnon. It wants to tell us the chiddush of the ma'isa the Gamliel went off the ship using the guy's plank. What's the chiddush here? We'll see in the Gemara later what the chiddush is. The chiddush, even though he was makiroi, he knew him. I will soon say what the chiddush is. So Rashi kevesh lomeli. What does the Mishnah say in the third Kiddush? That if a guy makes a plank to get off the ship, you're allowed to use it. That's mamash doyma to a guy lighting the nair. Who kevesh liyachu kevesh lemeya. Because for one plank, 100 people could use it. So it's not shayach who'll be meisif because of you. And still it's mutter. So in Gemara Nechnam, it's like no Kiddush, nor the mice of the Kiddush. That if Gamliel used the plank that the guy made for him on Shabbos. We'll soon see what the Kiddush is. So the Maratona Rabbonim. Nochri shalikeit asovim. If a guy on Shabbos picked off grass, he picked off the grass for his behemoth. Is Michael Achro of Yisrael, or Yisrael is allowed to let his behemoth eat from this tefuah afterwards? So Drashi, Michael Achro of Yisrael, es behemtoi, Yisrael is allowed to let his behemoth eat this tefuah that the guy picked off on Shabbos. The Achro of Davka Noket Bekulu, we're always talking about afterwards. The Nochri Lesaret Atzmai of it. We're talking about the heter is only when the guy does it for himself. Does it for his own purpose. He wants to read something, so he puts the lights on. He wants to have water, he fetches water for himself. Or he has to feed his own behemoth, so he cuts down tefuah for his own behemoth. Then when the guy gets finished, the locker is, the Yisrael is allowed to have enough from it. So the Yisrael could even bring his own behemoth to eat the tefuah the guy picked off. So the more v'yim b'shvil Yisrael, but if the guy picked the tefuah, b'shvil the Yisrael should have food to feed his behema, habada then it's osur. It's osur to have anah from a malacha that a guy did for you. Milo mayim lahashkes bemtoi, if a guy fetched water from b'shus rabin to feed his behemas on Shabbos, and then he got finished feeding them, is mashka achav Yisrael, with the leftover water after Yisrael, if the guy now gives b'shus for a guy to come and use it, the Yisrael is allowed to use it. V'yim b'shvil Yisrael, but if the guy metchila fetched the water for the purpose that the Yisrael should use it, then takrit also. It's also to have an offer from malacha. You can't let a guy do a malacha for you on Shabbos that you're going to have an offer from. So the brisa b'med v'or mamurim shein makiroi. When do we have this heta? When the guy does not know you. Avo makiro, if the guy is your friend, then it's also. And even if the guy fetches the water for himself, or even if the guy cuts down the tefuah for his own behema, but if it's makiru, he knows the Yisrael, then it's osur. Because it's a krashi of a makiru yosur, because salka daitech the oven nami adaitech the day. But then we're always afraid that since he's your friend, mistama, he cut down for you. So it's blind that the guy cut matchila for the Yisrael, it's osur to have an offer na malacha then. Even though the Yisrael didn't tell the guy to do it. But since the guy is your friend, now some of Farshim learn it means that the guy has to know that the Yisrael needs it. Just the Yisrael didn't tell him to do it, so it happens to be that the guy needs it and the Yisrael needs it. So that's osur. Because if he's your friend, we never mind he's doing it for you. That's what Brisa says. And then one is a muta shein makiroi. If the guy does not know you, a friend of the guy, but a guy that's your friend, then it's osur. Fred Gemara Eini, it's not true. I have a kasha from the Mishnah. But Yomar Rafuna, Yomar Rav Chanina, or not from the Mishnah, let it be kasha from the Mishnah. Eini, it's not as I. But Yomar Rafuna, Yomar Rav Chanina. My mid Adam. Now we're going to a different tangent kasha now. Stamon Yitzkaloch. It said that in the first case, where a guy picked off tefuah for his own behema and he had left over, the Yisrael was allowed to use it. Is a kasha any? V'amar Rafuna, Amar Rabbi Chanina. My mid Adam behemtei agabe yasof in b'Shabbes. A person on Shabbos is allowed to lead his own animal to go on top of tefuah that the behema should eat it on Shabbos. Hey, the Yisrael is not allowed to pick off the tefuah. That's nisa deraisa tlisha. But you're allowed to let your behemoth eat. Why not? The behemoth is allowed to eat. It's not called the behemoth doing a malacha. What the behemoth does for his own sake, for his eating, that's not called an issa shrisas behemtoin. Shrisas behemtoin means you can't let a behemoth do a malacha for you. But here, with the behemoth eating, he's allowed to eat on Shabbos the behemoth. So you're allowed to let your behemoth go on top of tfu on Shabbos to eat it. Avoloy agave muksa b'Shabbos. But you're not allowed to stand by your behemoth and put him on top of muksa on Shabbos. If the tfu is muksa, you can't let your behemoth be on top of the muksa. Why not? Said Rashi, even though the tfu is mechubar attached to the ground, you're allowed to put him there for Shabbos. Rashi liroy to let him feed there. For lekala migza shem yitlish b'yoichel, because there's no gzeira, maybe the Yisrael will pick off the tfu and give it to his animal. Because since that's an issa diraisa, we're not chesha the Yisrael be over an issa diraisa. So we allow you to let your behemoth eat the tfu on Shabbos. Why? Because if you can have muksa, it's only an issa the rabbonin. Since it's only us and the rabbonin, we're afraid maybe the Yisrael will decide to pick up the muksa to get tefuah with his own hands and feed his animal. And that's an issa muksa. So it's shver before. How does the Braisa say? If the guy cuts down the tefuah on Shabbos, so that tefuah is muksa. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, that tfu was growing. It was mechubal karkas muksa. And now I touch tfu that's growing on Shabbos. So if the guy now cut the tfu on Shabbos, the cut tfu is muksa. So how does the Brisa say to Yisrael now? He's allowed to let his behema eat from that muksa. And here the Brisa says, you're not allowed to let your behema stand on top of muksa and eat. Because as a gzera, maybe you will feed your behema. You'll pick up the muksa. Since yesterday's tfu was attached to the ground, you're first cutting it off now on Shabbos to go in, it lies muksa. So how could you say it's mutter to let your behemoth go on top of the muksa and eat it? It's a gzera. And the Gemara enechnami, the koyim lay bi'apo vi'ozlo, he vi'ocho. You're not talking about where your mamish let to pick the behemoth up and put him on top of the muksa. That's taka osa. Now the koyim lay bi'apo just means you just like lead him a little bit. You just, the koyim lay bi'apo, you stand in front of him, vi'ozli, and the behemoth goes by itself, vi'ochlo. But enachnam, you can't mamish lead him or push him to go on top of the muksa. When the behemoth is standing on the muksa, you have to go away. You could just like show him where the way is to go to the muksa. So So Drashti the koyim le biyapi shloi tifne lamokam acher. If the behema wants to go to the right, you stand there to block him. He can't go to the side. So the male of the behema has to go straight to the muksum. The ozlo viyochlo, and the behema goes by himself to eat the muksum. Avol hu, but Yisrael himself einoy oimed al asovim. The Yisrael is not allowed to stand on top of this cut down tfuah, korov lehem, close to the tfuah. The neichat Hashem yito biyochlo. But then we're afraid if the Yisrael himself is going to be standing on the muksum, we're afraid while his name is eating it, he'll decide to feed him a little bit. He'll pick up the muksum. Yeah. So that means mamish to pick up your behemah. Your behemah is also muksum on Shabbos. That just means you're allowed to lead your behemah. Now how far can you lead him? You can only lead him that he'll go to the right way. When it gets near the muksum, you have to stay back, and you have to let your behemah go by himself to eat it. Mashenkin, where the tfu is still mechuber, where the tfu is still growing on the ground, then you'll lead your behemah to the tfuah and stand right there. Because then we don't have the gzera, maybe you come to pick up the tfuah. Because that's an issue of the raisa. We're not chayshur Yisrael will pick up the mechuber dika tfuah. Now we're not afraid. But the gzera is maybe the soul will pick up muksa. So that was in mutter. The Teretz is, you don't lead him directly to the muksa, you just lead him before he makes his turns, and then he goes by himself to the muksa needed. So the Maramamar, the Brisa said though, b'medavar mamurim, when is it mutter to have hano from the malacha goy did? If he did it for his own sake, shein makiroi. Only if the goy is not a friend of the Yisrael. Avo makiroi, but if the goy knows the Yisrael, also. Then even though the goy is doing the malacha for himself, but since he knows the Yisrael, we have to be choshed that he's doing it for the Yisrael also. And then it's also to have hano from his malacha. For the Gemara Kasha from the Mishnah, ho Rabbi Gamliel makiroi hevi. That was the end of the last Maisa in the Mishnah. The Maisa was that Rabbi Gamliel, the Canaan, were coming off a ship on Shabbos, and there was a guy with him in the Svina. Now when the guy went off first, the guy made the plank. He made the plank for the ship. And then Rabbi Gamliel went off it. So the kasher is that Rabbi Gamliel was Makiro and knew this guy. How do we know that Rabbi Gamliel knew this guy? So Trashi, Makir Heve, Sharei Besvina, Hiboimoi. Push it. Since Rabbi Gamliel was on the ship with the guy, so Mestam of the Milsa, they knew everybody on the ship. Because there weren't that many people on the ship, and they were there the whole time. Mestam, they traveled a few weeks. So Mela, when they're on the ship a few weeks together, Mestam Rabbi Gamliel got to know the guy. So Mestam, this guy is called Makiri, was Rabbi Gamliel's friend. So Mestam, why when the guy made the plan to go off, was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to go off it? I, it's Makiri. And the Brisa says, whenever it's Makiri, it's awesome. And the Gemara, Rabbiya, Shalai Bufonov. I'll tell you, Teretz, that even Makira, when the guy knows the Yisrael, when is it Asur? Only if he does it before it. If he does the Malach in front of the Yisrael, then it's Asur. We say he's doing it for the Yisrael. But Shalei Befonav, if he's not doing it in front of the Yisrael, it's Mutter, even if he knows him. So Drashi, Shalei Befonav, who? Kishasu, when the guy made the plank to go off the ship, Loi Hoyer Rabbi Gamliel Shom, the Nechavin Lei. Rabbi Gamliel was not in front of him. Rabbi Gamliel was not waiting by the entrance of the ship to go off. So when the guy made the plank, Rabbi Gamliel wasn't there. So then, since he didn't see him while he was doing it, we don't say the guy had kavanah to do it for the Yisrael. We only say that svar if the Yisrael is in front of him. So if the Yisrael is there when the guy is cutting down the tefuah or making the plank, then it's us. That's a bias teretz. Rav Am another teretz. Rav Amar afilu tema b'fonav nein. Afilu, you want to say that the ma'aseh of Gamliel was b'fonav, that the Yisrael, that the Rabbi Gamliel was standing in front of the guy when he made the plank, still it's mutter. Why? Ner liyecha, ner lemeya. In a case where the guy does one malacha, he can't be meisiv, do more b'shvul Yisrael. He only makes one plank, or else he makes one ner. This one plank, this one ner is good for few people, that's mutter afilu b'makiroi. As the Braisa only said this also b'makiroi, where it's possible he'll be meisiv b'shvul ha-Yisrael. That's the Braisa who is cutting down tfuah for his own behema. So then we're chayshus, if the guy is doing it and he has a friend of Yisrael, we're afraid he knows the guy. I need two bushels for my own behema. I'm cutting down the third bushel just b'shvil Yisrael. That's why it's aser. Because we say what is being meisiv, the extra, is being done the shame of Yisrael. But here by a nair and by a plank, it's not shat to say he's meisiv b'shvil Yisrael. Because the same thing he needs for himself. Nair liyecha, nair lemeya. Kevas necha, kevas lemeya. So in a case where it's not shaykh and timaisiv, then it's mutter even though he knows the Israel. So Rabino Gela Maisiv, I mean, if you have a shiks in the house and it's dark and she wants to put on the light, so she's putting it on the light for her own sake, she wants to read in the room, that will be like mutter. Even though she knows you, and it could be she knows you want to have the light also, but if she's doing it for herself, that will be mutter. because it is svarim, because ner liyachon ner lemeya. Ben Achtami should be doing some type of a malacha, should be cooking for herself, it'll be yasa for her to cook for herself, and the leftover for you to eat. Because since she knows you, we'll be afraid anything left over will say, Matkila, she cooked it for you. Yeah, once you put it on, she can leave, right?
You don't have to go off
on
Shabbos anyway?
Yeah, yeah. There are cases there. There's a Gemara in Erevin about that. If it comes lamala mei tchum, if it comes, yeah. There's no din tchum on the ship. So you have tchum from the ship, and where you dock, you have a tchum Shabbos. You can't go out of that tchum. But you can walk a tchum Shabbos from where you are. You can go off. Can't take anything with you, but you can go off. Yeah, right. Drashi, nearly echad elameya. Keves li echad keves demeya. Avagabi asovim gishum akiroi mabri bishwila. Then we're afraid. I mean, this used to be the old Eitzin in Al-Tahim, you say the Meisim. They used to want to have the lights put on in Shabbos. They used to call a guy into the room and tell the guy there's schnapps in the room, find the schnapps. So the guy would come in and put on the lights to find the schnapps. So that would be case that's mutti, because the guy is putting on the lights for himself. But just to tell the guy to come and to put the lights on for yourself, that is no heter. Even Bremizer is no heter to put lights on for yourself. Because he's not allowed to have hanor for the malach that a guy did for you. And the joke used to say, the guy left, he shut the lights. Right. Meisvei. Omer lehem Rabbi Gamliel. Omer lehem Rabbi Gamliel. Hoyo v'shalei b'fonav osa nered boy. This is a kashi. Meisvei. Omer lehem Rabbi Gamliel. Hoyo v'shalei b'fonav osa, since the guy made the plank, shalei b'fonav, then I'll go down. This is the kashi on Rava. Rava says, even if the guy did it in front of the Yisrael, still it's muta. Since it's nearly yechid, it can't be meisvei. And here Rabbi Gamliel said, no, the only reason why I'm going down is because when the guy made the plank, I wasn't there. And the Gemara, Eimo, Hoyo vi osa nered boy. In the Chalamet, don't be girls like that. And Rabbi Gamliel didn't say it since I wasn't there. Just the Svar is, since the guy already made it, I can go down. Because why did the guy make the plank? For himself? Because he had to go off. So even though he's Makiru, he knows me, so what? Since he's doing it for himself. And the one thing he does for himself is enough for both of us, so that's Mutter. Toshima. You have a shtot that Goyim and Yidden live in the shtot together. There was a bathhouse there that used to go use it on Shabbos. The skits of the Goyim used to heat it up on Shabbos to use the bathhouse on Shabbos. So now the Goyim made it hot on Shabbos. The Shaila could mitzvah Shabbos, can Yisrael use this bathhouse? Can he go take a hot bath right after Shabbos? Is Imroiv Nochrim Mutter? If rove the people in the city that use this bathhouse are goyim, so then we say the goy that heated up the water did it b'shvil ha'Yisrael. So therefore, it's mutter for Yisrael to have a nor from it right after Shabbos. Mutter lechatz boy miyad means right after Shabbos, the Yisrael could have a nor to take a bath there. Abim rove Yisrael. If rove Yidden use this bathhouse throughout the week, then we say the svara when the goy heats it up on Shabbos, he's heating it up for the use of Yisrael. When it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos right away, you're not allowed to take a hot bath right away, because that's called you having gone off from Lecha Shabbos. Because if the guy wouldn't heat it up on Shabbos, right now after Abdullah, the water will be cold. So at night time, you have to wait yet enough time that he could heat up the water at night. So then it's not considered you having gone off from Lecha Shabbos. Now, Imroi v'Yisrael, you're Yamtim b'chtesh yicham u'cham. So what's the kasha? Drashi, bichtei. Drashi, muta lirchatz boi miyad lemoitzoy Shabbos. Bichtei shicham uchamin sto yehena b'mashe dimul lohochim b'Shabbos. That since the goyim heated up on Shabbos, you can't have anor from it. So mitzoy Shabbos, you have to wait till enough time you can cook it up first at night. V'chein b'chol ma'ase Shabbos. Any time a goy did a mlocha for you on Shabbos, nosner chachamim shir. This is how long after Shabbos you have to wait until you can have anor from it. L'hamtim la'ari v'chtei shiyasu. You have to wait enough time at night that you could do that mlocha at night. Like here, if a goy fetched the water for you on Shabbos, so right after Shabbos, mitzvah Shabbos, you still can't use this water. Because you're having anor for the mlocha he did. So you have to wait enough time that you could go to the Rishus Rabbim, get the water and bring it back home. Then it's mutter. V'kasher v'hocho, t'chimum li'achot chimum l'meya. Here, when the guy heats up this bath, whether 100 people or one person use it, it's the same hot, same hot water. It says here, Yisrael, the kasha, when the guy on Shabbos was heating up this bathhouse, no Yisraelim was there, and the kasha is, the guy is doing it for himself. He wants going to take a bath. Nor since they're Rov Yisrael, the blind is like, you know, your friends of the Eden, you know they're going to come also. So we see it's Osir. So here's the kasha. Eshtin, the guy is doing it Shleib Yifnei Yisrael, and also it's Chaben Liechot, Chaben Lemeya. So why should it be Osir? It's kasha Zayin, both on Abayat Rovo, and the Gemara portion. And the Gemara Hosom, ki Mechamimei, Adaita Deruba Mechamimei. It's not the pshat when the guy heats up the hot water on Shabbos, he's doing it b'shvil ha-goy. No, he does it b'shvil rov the people that use it. Now, if the majority of people that use this bath house are Yidden, it's upgeteicht that now on Shabbos he's heating it for the Yidden. So since he's heating it up for the Yisraelim, Havadar it's also to have enough from it. Then he can't take a hot bath until after Moitzoy Shabbos. There's enough time, it could be heated up then. So there's no kasha by us. Here we're talking about where the guy is doing it for his own sake. Not just the fact that he knows the Yisrael, Af Makira is that also in that. But here where he's doing it, Adaita the Yisrael, Avadar it's also. Rashi, Adaita the Ruben Mechamme, the Yikir Chilwa Shabbos Vishvilon, Avo Nochri, the Yisrael, the Nochri, Adaita the Nafshe Yudu Ovid, Shorri La Bayesha, Bepon Lo Rob, Afil Bepon. Toshima, Ner Hadolot Pemesiva, a Ner that was put up in the